Welcome back. You're with the news at one. On this day, 36 years ago, Barbara Walsh went missing from her home in Rushinamana, Carna, County Galway. The 33-year-old woman, a mother of seven, had held a party in her house that Friday night, the 21st of June 1985. The last sighting of her was at 4 o'clock the following morning. Barbara's granddaughter, Aideen Walsh, and her brother, Pádraig O'Lijon, have been speaking to our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
Something did happen to her and someone did something to her. Is personally what I think. And I would like the person or anyone that knows what happened just to come forward, just so that we know what happens to her that night. Because she had seven children. She left seven children behind her, ranging from 18 to 9 months. And it does get upsetting when you think about it. I think seeing that her grandchildren are trying to get answers now might help people realise that this is not just something that happened 36 years ago. We have lived with this for our lives and we would just like to know what happened to her at the end of the day.
It is, well, it goes out of your mind for a long time and somebody might say something and comes back into your mind. But it's not too far away all the time. It's there all the time. But anything at all come out of you, would it? But we hope this trip now will go some sight. But I don't think we'll meet her alive. But it'd be nice to find out what happened or where she is. The mother fat body she got. Be nice to find out. You'd be able to catch her and to give her a buried or know where she is. No, at the moment we don't know.
And when the guards are saying that people here do, somebody here still does know.
Sure, they could be talking to you, man. You could spend days with them and they might know something, but they won't say anything about it. But they won't say it's awkward for them to say anything about it, but no, they have a way out of it. If they have it, let it out. And nobody say, you know, but you didn't tell me. It's been much handier for them now. I hope that if they have it, they give it out to us now.
That's Pádraig O'Lijon, and before that, Aideen Walsh with our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.